It's community leaders who need to work with young, impressionable individuals who think that acts of aggression are going to assist their beliefs, and to work with the police to ensure these people are dealt with. I don't think we should be under any illusion that sooner or later somebody will more than likely slip through the net and we will suffer loss of life due to terrorism in the UK. Anything that can be done around the keyword of radicalisation is important. We've seen firsthand in Birmingham through the Trojan horse scandal exactly how having proper investigations can work well to cut down radicalisation.